It's the last delivery of a long, grueling day. The sky is a deep, unrelenting gray, and the rain pounds down like a relentless drumbeat. You pull up to an old mansion on the outskirts of town. It's not a ruin, but time hasn't been kind to it. The once grand structure is now weathered and worn, with hints of its former glory peeking through the decay. You walk up to the door, eager to finish your day. A young woman in her early 20s answers. She's petite, with strikingly blue eyes and a cascade of blonde hair. She's dressed in a Victorian-style light blue dress that seems almost too old-fashioned, like it belongs in another era. She smiles at you warmly, in unexpected contrast to the mansion's cold exterior. Just as you're about to hand over the package, a loud crack echoes through the entryway. Before you can react, a torrent of water crashes down from the ceiling, soaking you to the bone. Somehow you manage to save the package, but you're drenched.
Oh my God! I'm so sorry! This old house, it's falling apart. Please, come inside. We need to get you dried off. You can't go back out there like this.
Grateful for her hospitality, you follow her inside, eager to escape the rain. You step into a room that is surprisingly cozy, despite the outdated and slightly eerie decor. The furniture, the wallpaper, even the smell, it all feels like you've stepped back in time.
You'll need to take off your wet clothes if you want them to dry properly. Don't worry, it's just us here. No need to be shy.
Hesitant, you finally decide to oblige. Stripping down to your underwear, you hand over your soaked clothes.
I'll hang these up to dry. It'll go faster if I tie them up. Ah, you're shivering. Are you cold? I can make you something warm. A nice hot tea?
You nod, still feeling a bit awkward, and she disappears into the kitchen. Left alone in the living room, you can't shake the feeling that something's off. But you push the thought aside as you wrap your arms around yourself for warmth. She returns with two steaming mugs and hands one to you. The warmth of the tea is a welcome comfort, and you take a careful sip as she sits down. Close, too close.
You have such beautiful skin. It's so smooth and soft. And hairless, almost like a doll's.
Embarrassment floods through you, and all you can manage is a timid thank you. You take another sip of tea, trying to focus on anything but her piercing gaze.
I love dolls. Do you?
You start to respond, but as you open your mouth, everything becomes blurred. The room spins, her voice becomes distant, and your eyelids grow heavy.
As soon as I saw you, I knew you had to be part of my collection.
Panic sets in, but your body betrays you, collapsing to the floor as the world around you fades into darkness. Your eyes flutter open, heavy and sluggish. The room is dimly lit, casting long shadows across the walls. A dull ache radiates through your body, and your head throbs with a persistent pounding pain. You have no idea where you are or how much time has passed. It takes a moment for the fog to clear, but when it does, your heart nearly stops. The first thing you notice is that you aren't alone. Dozens of dolls, all shapes and sizes, are perched on the shelves, sitting on chairs and leaning against walls. Each one is meticulously dressed, their glassy eyes fixed on you, unblinking, unnerving. They are so lifelike and so very still. It's as if they are directly gazing at your soul. A chill runs down your spine as you try to move, only to discover that your body is stiff, restricted. Your eyes dart down, and the sight that greets you sends a wave of cold terror through your veins. You are entirely naked, with your legs tied up, spread hanging in the air. Panic surges as you try to move, but your muscles barely respond, as if they have forgotten how. Ah, you're awake. How wonderful. I was beginning to worry you'd not come back. Her voice, once warm and inviting, now drips with a sickly sweetness that makes your skin crawl. You turn your head as much as you can, and there she is, standing in the doorway with a look of pure satisfaction. The same woman who welcomed you into this nightmare, but now there is something far more sinister in her eyes. An unsettling glint that you missed before.
You've been such a good boy. So still, so obedient. You're almost perfect. But there is still an issue that we need to take care of today. And for that, I need you to be awake.
Her words swirl in your mind, confused and afraid as flashes of the past weeks come to your mind. You stammer out, asking what she did to you.
Don't strain yourself. You start to remember all the fun we had in the past. Oh my God, time flies. It's been 4 months already.
The realization hits you. Months. You've been here for months. She's been drugging you, dressing you, transforming you into one of her dolls. Fractured memories flood your mind, flickers of countless outfits, an endless parade of garments from another time. You see yourself in tailored suits from the 19th century, with stiff collars and polished leather shoes. Your reflection in a gilded mirror staring back with lifeless eyes. You recall being trussed up in waistcoats and cravats, the fabric rough against your skin, the tightness almost suffocating. But it doesn't stop there. She delighted in your discomfort as she adorned you in elaborate ball gowns, their heavy skirts brushing the floor, lace gloves constricting your hands, corsets pulled tight, squeezing the breath from your lungs, their boning digging cruelly into your sides. Petticoats layered upon petticoats until you could hardly move. She reshaped your silhouette. Then there were the delicate lingerie sets, all silk and lace. The contrast of the soft material against your trembling body, leaving you both humiliated and vulnerable. She'd spent hours fitting you into ornate blouses with high, ruffled necklines, Edwardian frock coats with velvet lapels, and even bonnets with satin ribbons that she tied beneath your chin with eerie tenderness. The mix of men's and women's attire blurred your identity until you felt like nothing more than her plaything, a blank canvas for her twisted desires. The flashbacks intensify. The sheer number of outfits, each more elaborate than the last, the endless cycle of dressing and undressing, the sensation of fabric scraping against raw skin. You remember the fleeting moments of pleasure when the pain subsided. A strange, involuntary relief when the corset was loosened, or the shoes were finally removed. But those moments were brief, overshadowed by the ever-present ache of your body being reshaped, constrained, and manipulated to fit her vision of perfection.
You are the perfect choice, you know. Your skin, your hair, everything about you is just so doll-like. I knew you'd fit perfectly with my collection. I couldn't believe my eyes when such a beautiful gift appeared at my doorstep.
Your heart races, pounding against your chest as you struggle to move, to do anything to escape. But the restraints are too tight. You can't even move an inch. You realize that she is wearing a blouse, a surgeon's mask, and medical gloves. She places a small box beside you. What does she plan to do, you wonder?
Don't be afraid. I won't hurt you. Much. Just a little more work, and you'll be the most beautiful, perfect doll in my collection.
Panic surges, and with all the strength you can muster, you manage to muffle the word police.
Don't worry. They won't come here to take you away. They found your van miles away from here, deep in the forest months ago. I'm not sure they're still looking for you these days.
Tears well up in your eyes as the last flicker of hope fades away.
Oh, don't cry. I'm relieved too. We can play in peace as much as we want. It will be mine forever. So, as I mentioned, there's something we need to address today. You've been almost a perfect doll all this time. But there's a rather significant issue. Your penis. Weren't soft and compliant, it's fine, but when I touch it, whether while dressing you or even by accident, it becomes problematic. We can't have that. Dolls don't have bulges under their dresses or lingerie. But don't worry, I found a solution. I looked up solutions on the internet and tried quite a few things. First, I thought maybe masturbation would have helped. It worked, but having to undress you each time was such a hassle. There was always the risk of ruining your clothes with that sticky, filthy seat of yours. So I tried something called ball busting. Believe me, I gave it my all. I slapped, punched, squeezed. I tried everything. But no matter what, your naughty little penis kept getting harder. So I kept searching. And then 3 days ago, a fine lady online gave me the perfect solution. It was so simple. If I want your erections to stop, all I need to do is to lock your penis in a cage.
Tears stream down your face as you listen, paralyzed with fear. She's absolutely insane, and you know without a shadow of a doubt that she'll do it. Flashes of memories assault your mind. Her jerking you off before dressing you, her cruelly busting your balls over and over just to make you go soft. She's unhinged, completely deranged, and you're utterly at her mercy. There's nothing you can do.
Shh. No need to cry. Don't worry. She explained to me how to choose the right one. Everything will be fine. What? You think I shouldn't trust random strangers on the internet? Don't worry, I'm not that naive. I double-checked with another source just to be sure.
Enough talking!
Let's begin.
You thrash against your restraint, desperation giving you a burst of adrenaline, but it's no use. Your body is too weak, and the restraint's too tight. The cold metal of the shackles digs into your wrists and ankles. Cruel reminder of your helplessness.
Don't move.
Good dolls don't try to escape.
I already took care of the first step when you were sleeping. I perfectly shaved the area so we can go on to the next one. Why didn't I do the rest while you were sleeping? It's simple. She said that you need to witness all of it. So you understand that your penis was the real problem, and that's why I have to lock it up. She said that after that, you'll be compliant, and with time, I won't have to drug you anymore. For the next step, she said that I need to expose the problem, so you can understand why I'm doing it. I have to gently caress your penis. See? Already getting hard. That's the problem, and...
She slaps your poor balls again and again and again. You wish you could move, escape this nightmare, but you can't. The pain reminds you that you belong to her, and she can do everything she wants with your body.
See? Still hard. That doesn't work at all. Now, the last issue.
She grabs your penis in one hand and starts stroking it at a steady pace. The fact that she shows no emotion stroking you like that is unsettling, but you don't mind. After such pain, you sink in the pleasure she is offering you. She keeps going at the same pace, neither slow nor fast. You feel ashamed to experience pleasure in such a situation, but she won't stop. You try to prevent it, to not give her what she wants, but you can't help it. You feel the orgasm rising through your penis, and you spurt your seed everywhere onto yourself in moans of pleasure.
See? The problem here. That disgusting, filthy seed everywhere. We can't take the risk to have that near your beautiful clothes. Plus, this masturbation technique isn't usually effective for a long time. That's why I needed something more permanent. You see it now? What, no? Fortunately, she gave me instructions if something like this happened.
She started to torment your balls again, squeezing them so hard that you thought they would pop.
You need to see things my way. We can't continue like this. You have to be my perfect doll. And perfect dolls don't have erections.
Promise me you'll be the good doll I need. Ask me to put your penis in a cage. After a few more minutes of squeezing and punching, you can't take it anymore. You abandon your resolve and accept your fate. You ask her to put your penis in a cage. No, you beg her to put it in a chastity cage.
Good. Very good. That's what I wanted to hear. At first, I have to clean up this mess. There. All cleaned up.
Now,
let's show it to you. I chose a small white one so it's discreet under white and light-colored clothes.
She shows you a tiny white cylindrical cage with small slits along the sides and at the top. Fear churns in your gut as you wonder if your penis will fit in there.
Shh. Stay calm while I put you in. It'll be done in no time. You can close your eyes if you prefer not to watch. You have to start by placing this ring around the base. First the left ball, then the right one. And we finish with the shaft. Oh my, it's not easy. It's really tight. Like that. Yes, done. Now the cage.
La-da-da-da-da. She begins to hum softly, her eyes gleaming with a dangerous excitement that sends a shiver down your spine. With slow, deliberate movement, she guides her penis into the cage, pressing it into a space that feels alarmingly too small. As she secures it with the ring, you feel the relentless pressure, the confinement painfully tight. You're completely at her mercy now, every part of you subject to her unpredictable whims.
There's one last thing to do. I have to secure it all with the lock. This is amazing. One turn of this key and my doll will be perfect. Are you ready? And that's it. See? It's done. Your penis will stay soft and compliant now. That wasn't so bad, was it? All our worries are behind us now. All our problems are gone and it only took a few minutes. Isn't it amazing? You'll be a perfect doll now, completely mine and obedient, forever.
As she gazes at you with a chilling, satisfied smile, tears begin to well up in your eyes. A sinking realization taking hold that nothing will ever be the same again.
Now rest. Everything will be better when you wake up. I promise. I can't wait to see you in that new Victorian dress I just bought. But I will have to wait for tomorrow. Sleep now, my perfect doll.
She steps away, her footsteps fading into the suffocating silence. You're left alone in the dim, stifling room. The air grows colder as you close your eyes. But the weight of countless unseen eyes bears down on you. The dolls, dozens of them, seem to shift in the shadows. Their glassy eyes locked onto you with a sinister intensity. You can feel their gaze piercing through your skin, seeping into your very soul. A chill runs down your spine as you realize the horrifying truth. You are part of them now.